Welcome to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments, where we talk to financial experts and investment professionals about savings and investments. We will be unpacking all things investments to give you insights to help your clients achieve their financial goals. I'm Lavashni Naika, Communications Specialist at Momentum Investments. With me in studio is Wayne Dennehy, Head of Systematic Strategies and Structuring at Momentum Investments. We discuss smart beta funds and how it can fit into your client's portfolio. Welcome, Wayne. Please could you tell our listeners a bit about yourself and your role?
Thanks, Lavashni. I'm part of the Momentum Investment team, and would you believe I actually started my career at Momentum in 1990 as a bursary student, then left Momentum in 2003, spent the next 12 years in investment banking on the market trading floor of two banks, and rejoined the investment team 6 years ago, where at that stage my primary role was to help in the build-out of our various index funds and our smart beta funds.
Please elaborate on how smart beta funds work.
Well, I suppose to better understand how smart beta funds work, we should probably take a step back and first unpack what is the actual difference between a smart beta fund and a market index fund. So if you think about index funds, they really are your classic buy the market. So you buy into a capped SWIX index fund, or you're buying into a SA listed property index fund where you buy the top 21 or the top 22 property shares, or you buy a top 40 index fund. So it really is your buy the market quickly type of fund. Smart beta funds, though, try to do something a little bit differently. They try to actually generate very active returns, similar to what various active equity managers can do, but to do so in a passive and a more systematic, a more market repeatable way. So they are certainly not your normal index funds, but they are also certainly not your more actively managed SA equity fund. Smart beta funds you would typically see following a particular rule set or a particular function that tries to build out SA equity funds that are going to do something a little bit different for you and for your client portfolios.
The team at Momentum Investments knows you are so passionate about smart beta. Tell us why you say smart beta funds help build better, cheaper, and more diversified portfolios.
Well, investing 101 is all about you need to be well diversified. And to be well diversified in South African equities, to me, there are really three things that we need to do. You need to be well diversified by manager or by fund. And normally that's a tick. We would see clients invested into multiple funds or split between different managers. The second thing to be well diversified, though, is you need to be well diversified by style. And in South Africa, I would argue those main styles are styles of value, styles of momentum, and styles of quality. And if you pause and think about that, you certainly wouldn't argue that you are well diversified if you're well diversified between three different managers, but they're all value managers. That's not well diversified. And the third thing is that you can actually now, you can look to be diversified even further, to be diversified between active managers and between passive managers. And that's where smart beta funds really help us to go and plug the gaps. You can actually have a critical look at a client's portfolio and see what is the missing part of this portfolio. Are we missing some value, or are we missing quality managers? And we can now plug those in a very clinical way into a particular client portfolios. So they allow clients to get a very clean access and a very simple access to some of those styles. Of course, because we're not here to argue that smart beta funds are the next best thing and they're the only thing you need in a client portfolio, it becomes all around how through a well-structured advice process can we articulate what is the missing part in a sort of client's portfolio and how do we then put that in. And really it's all about how net of fees, how do these funds perform and how do they actually add value to a client's portfolio.
How do we construct our smart beta funds? Tell us more about the rules and the different styles.
I suppose this really is the key of what makes one smart beta fund more compelling or arguably better than various others. And at least from a South African investor perspective, we only have a handful of different smart beta funds that we need to consider. If you compare that to the US as an example, if you look at the S&P 500, which is the index of roughly 500 shares, last time I checked, there were more than 500 different smart beta funds on those 500 shares. Absolutely crazy stuff. In our market, I would say the main styles that clients should be sort of considering would be styles of value, styles of momentum, and styles of quality. I certainly have seen several other different smart beta styles available in the SA market, and I'm certainly not here to say that none of them are worthy of your consideration, but I would argue that if you already have styles of value, momentum, and quality in your SA equity building blocks, I don't think the other styles necessarily add much to the actual overall look and feel of how well diversified that particular fund might actually be. So for us, it's all around when we build out funds is that how do we go and build, for argument's sake, a value smart beta fund that puts together shares that have a strong value theme as we now go and we sort of roll this forward. And in the value fund, for argument's sake, we would be looking at factors such as earnings yield, book to price ratio, sales to price ratio, and we would screen shares on multiple different views to then form a view of what are the best value shares that actually earn their place in our value fund. And to me, that's key. I mean, one needs to screen shares on multiple different factors. And for us, that was a non-negotiable in all of our smart beta funds because the world is a very complex place. And if you're going to look at the world in only one lens, you're bound to make some serious mistakes. So for us, it was all about how do we screen on multiple different lenses. And then once we then formed a view on multiple different lenses, we would then go and build a particular style fund, probably to hold the top 25 or 30 shares on that particular style. And for us, what's key in this journey is that, of course, it's all about making sure that whatever data we use and whatever data feeds into this process has been properly screened and properly interrogated, because otherwise there's a real risk here of that you're going to have rubbish in, rubbish out. So it's very much about screening that. Don't have a set and forget strategy. I mean, we need to continuously tweak the fund, tweak the inputs, make sure that they are all working, and then build funds that, to me, the beauty is, yeah, we've taken human emotion out of play. So there's no portfolio manager sitting behind it saying, oh, I really love this particular share, or I just love retail. That human emotion item is completely taken out, and it's all about building portfolios on a repeatable, thorough, and multiple factor screening process.
Could you tell us more about our smart beta funds, the different funds available, and how can advisors invest in these funds for their clients?
We currently have two smart beta funds available on the Momentum Collective investment platform and that are also available via Momentum Wealth to clients. And these two smart beta funds now, would you believe, have nearly a four-year track record. So they've got a proper track record that advisors and clients can go and look at to see how they've done. And those two smart beta funds are the Momentum Value Fund and the Momentum Trending Equity Fund. And you might ask, why did we call it trending? Well, it's the momentum style or the momentum risk premium that we're trying to harvest, but clearly the momentum equity fund wouldn't have sounded great. So we called it the Momentum Trending Equity Fund. And these funds have done exceptionally well. So the Momentum Smart Beta Fund is the sort of classic let your profits run, cut your losses early type of style. And it's done exceptionally well. In fact, it came 21st out of more than 140 funds over the last 3 years to 31 December last year. So that's a very active type of fund returns, but it's a smart beta fund in terms of how it actually operates. And the value smart beta funds is really your sort of buy low, sell high, or to really quote Warren Buffett, it really is all around price is what you pay, but value is what you get. We've also launched a Momentum Quality Smart Beta Fund on our pooled fund platform, which has now been running for nearly 2 years, and that'll be coming to our unit trust platform very soon that you could either consume via Momentum Collective Investments or via Momentum Wealth very soon.
Do index funds have a place in client equity portfolios?
Lavashni, that's a great question, and it's one I get asked really often around why should a client buy a market index fund if they are guaranteed to underperform the market net of fees? But the real point here is that, first of all, the fees are very low, so your net of fees return is basically going to be the market or slightly under the market. But the key here is that net of fees, many active managers through various cycles are going to underperform the market. So the real benefit of having a particular index fund, such as the Market Cap Swix Index Fund or the Top 40 Index Fund in a client's portfolio, is that I'm guaranteed on a core part of the portfolio, I'm not guaranteed to actually have bought the market net of fees. So absolutely index funds have their place in any client portfolio. The real part here is what is the size of that particular fund exposure, and that's where financial advice really plays a key role.
Would an advisor consider smart beta funds in times of volatility, though?
Well, I'm sure we all agree that investing in any space of the South African equity market is going to be a volatile journey. I mean, that's why we do it. We're doing it hoping that in the long run, our fund investment is going to outperform inflation and actually give us real purchasing power into the future. And smart beta funds are no different. And in fact, when viewed in a sort of isolation, they might even be more volatile than the market through various cycles. So for example, if you invested into a value smart beta fund, and this happens to be a time when value is not performing, that particular value fund is going to look very volatile. But the real magic of smart beta funds really comes to the front when we actually blend them together for clients. So when we have some value and some momentum and some quality, and we've got a mixture there of smart beta funds and various active managers, the blend of those various styles actually performs far less volatile than what the market does through various cycles. And that's where the real, real magic starts to happen, that you can actually get to a slightly better result in the medium to longer term, but most importantly, get there in a way that is less volatile than if you invested in any one of those particular styles through the various market cycle. And I think what the key here is that don't try and time a particular style. I've yet to see any evidence of anyone adding value for client portfolios by trying to time styles. So trying to say, let's go out of momentum now and all into quality, or let's go out of quality and all into value. I don't see that adding value on a consistent basis. Rather, be in all of the styles, be well diversified, and hold that particular basket of investments through the different cycles.
Please tell us more about multi-factor smart beta funds.
Multi-factor funds have really found their own in the sense that you really need strong financial advice to make a call on what smart beta funds do I need in my portfolio to really make a difference. So the multi-factor funds actually become your strong competitor to any of the other well-diversified equity funds, where it's actually a blend of a capped SWIX index fund, a value fund, momentum quality smart beta fund, and the momentum trending equity smart beta fund. So it's basically, it has three factors: value, quality, and momentum, and it also has exposure to the market in terms of the actual capped SWIX index fund. So it's not trying to time various styles, it just holds those four styles. It's great diversification between different styles, and it's something for clients to actually consider as an off-the-shelf solution to just add to their particular well-diversified equity strategies without having to take a bet or to think about what style do they need. This is a strong contender that you can put into space right alongside your sort of various other fund choices, and it has a fantastic track record. It's been available now for more than 4 years, so you can see how it has performed, and it's really managed to handsomely beat the market over more than 4 years now.
After everything that's been said, would you say everyone should be invested in smart beta funds?
For sure. But I think the key really is this is not going to be a bet the farm on a particular smart beta fund. Investing is all about being well diversified, to be diversified by style, by manager, and between active and passive. And financial advice has a key role to play here to guide clients in terms of what smart beta fund or what style is actually going to complement what they already have in place. Or look to the Momentum Core Equity Fund, which effectively is our pre-blended fund that has all three styles plus the capped SWIX Index Fund. And I think really it's all about how do these funds do on a net of fees basis relative to actively managed alternatives net of fees. The bottom line to me is they help us with solid financial advice to build better, cheaper, and more robust portfolios for our clients.
Wayne, thank you for your time today and for your valuable insights into smart beta. You've been listening to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.